This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Kyle in West Orange. Kyle, what's up?
What's up, guys? First, I want to say congratulations to Tiki.
Thank you, man.
You were an excellent player, and I mean, you did everything. You worked the field. You even worked the concession stands, and then came back for a touchdown.
Hey.
This man, and you did it with
Kyle,
class.
The more you can do, that's what they say. It keeps you around. The more you can do, because I sucked for some years in there, so I did have to work the concessions and bring water.
And then you let it, and then what did you do? You worked on it, and you became a force to be reckoned with.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So congratulations. Craigie, congratulations out you. And I just want to say, when Evan comes back, he's going to go off on all of you guys. However, I think... I wish he was here, because I love it. But Cashman, he's got a little attitude. I like that.
Oh, he's feeling himself.
What can you do about it?
Oh, he's feeling himself, Kyle.
Sign Glaber. Sign Soto, get some. I tell you what, I hate Houston. I hate their uniforms. I hate their little horrible with the hill in the back in the left field, the center field. It's like a park. It's like what I had out here as a kid. I hate it. I hate it. I can't stand it. Little clown uniforms. You know what you do? You sign one of their stars.
Oh.
You sign one of their guys. Bring them into the Yankees. How does it feel? Wearing that, how's that uniform? Looks good on you.
Yeah.
You look good in that.
Well, Kyle, we already did that, to be fair, with Gerrit Cole. But.
Yeah, true.
Well, Gerrit Cole's really a Pittsburgh Pirate, to be honest with you, and they should have picked him up from that. They should have signed him when they had the chance or whatever.
But who do you want? Who do you want to steal?
He probably wants Bregman, but...
I do want Bregman. You actually took it right out of my... I want Bregman.
Kyle?
Yes, I want that.
Let the Mets have Bregman when they don't get Soto. How about that? Because I got my third baseman. His name's Jazz Chisholm Jr., and I love him. Now, he's got to not swing out of his shoes in the World Series.
Right.
But I love the transition he's made at third base. It's always an adventure.
It is.
It's always an adventure.
Bregman had an okay year.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great.
For the first time, and this is probably a credit to the Yankees and the job they've done, Bregman's fine. If you're signing Soto, I have no interest in Alex Bregman. Does nothing for me if Jazz Chisholm's your third baseman. Am I wrong?
I trust Jazz Chisholm.
Of course.
He's had a rough postseason, but I mean...
So what? He's still got a great arm at third base.
But I was going to say, Sean, you love your third baseman hitting 120 in the playoffs?
No.
Look, I don't, but here's what I love about Jazz Chisholm. If you're going to hit 120, number one, throw everybody out, which he's done. Again, every play seems to be an adventure, but he's learning it on the fly. He had the right attitude when he got traded to the Yankees, went and played a position he's never played before, number one. Number two... You know, he's added a different kind of energy and spark. He had that attitude in the Royal Series where he was defending Volpe, yelling back. He's got swagger to him. He's got edge to him. He's got a little Nick Swisher in him. And I think the Yankees, he's not a stale player. The Yankees needed somebody like that. Yes, I don't want him hitting 120. Also, I remember the Royal Series and the one game they lost, he came up in the ninth inning and hit a home run, and he was the one yelling at the dugout to wake up. He's a guy to wake you up if your team is dead, and I like that.
Yeah, he fits in well with the rest of the Yankees. He can't run the bases either.
You know, boy, who's in the World Series right now?
The Yankees and the Dodgers.
Get lost with the negativity. 888-808-1019. Boy, there's a lot of people, Teak, very unhappy the Yankees are here.
Right.
I'm not. And if you are happy they're here, listen to us Friday because you can win tickets to get into the World Series. How good is that? And we don't know where they are right now, Tiki.
Where the seats are?
Front row, last row.
I needed to see if Jazz had postseason experience, if this year was...
Florida.
He did, but it was...
Miami, I guess.
Yeah, Miami, with Miami. But, I mean, it was three games.
Yeah.
He had 12 at-bats.
Yeah,
in
plus,
three games.
I know it's the playoffs, the wild card round. You're playing the Phillies. It's not really the playoffs. It ain't the playoffs like we're talking about
now. In Miami, nonetheless.
Yeah, exactly. There are people in Miami who forget that he played in the playoffs. 888-808-1019. Donna in Huntington. Donna, what's up?
What up, Donna?
Hi, guys. I finally got through 1 hour and 45 minutes on hold.
I guess you weren't calling our show. What's up, Donna?
Yeah, you were waiting for BT and Sal, huh?
No, I was waiting for you guys.
Okay, so what do you got, Donna?
So anyway, two things. One, Soto's going to be a Yankee. There's no doubt about it.
And he is a Yankee.
The second thing is, and he's going to stay it.
That's right.
I want to know how come the Yankees cannot do some kind of lottery for 10 tickets for us people that can't afford to pay $1,200 to $45,000 for a seat.
Well, Donna,
I have been trying to get through. And
Donna, I know that sickness. Donna, I know that stinks, and I hate, you know, the fan being kind of frozen out. But if the Yankees aren't doing a lottery, we are doing our version of a lottery. You're going to have multiple chances to win tickets here on Friday, Donna.
I know. I'm going to try and get
your chance of winning tickets here is probably better than winning tickets to a Yankee lottery, Donna.
Well, I'm going to be there because I listen to you guys every single day because this is when I pick up my grandkids. And I love you all, the whole show, the morning, afternoon, and even the night.
I appreciate that,
but
Donna.
Well, I am a Yankees fan. And I'm hoping that
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
If they win the World Series, I'm 70 years old. The last one I saw was with my mom and dad. They have since been gone.
Ah, sorry
to
hear
that. But I want to watch this with my grandkids now.
I love it, Donna. Let's go Yankees. And good luck on Friday winning the tickets here. 888-808-1019. Well, we will see if Evan Roberts is back from being the Walking Dead at a Hall of Fame ceremony, if Loogie's decided to join us after the Knicks have lost by 64 points. Evan is here.
Yeah.
You here, but where's Loogie?
I had to ditch him.
What? What do you mean you had to ditch him?
I don't know if I did the wrong thing or not, but I felt like I had to ditch him.
You left your comrade?
I'm going to tell you how.
Hanging on the street?
I'm going to tell you how.
Did he miss a train?
So we go to this awesome celebration of Craig Carton, and I was very proud to be there, and I'm very proud of Craig, and maybe a little bit later on I'll get into a more in-depth celebration of Craig Carton.
Why are you sweating?
But why am I sweating? Because I just ran from two train stations to try to get here.
Oh, Loogie didn't want to run.
So, no, from this moment we sat down, Loogie says to me, rightfully so, Craig's not speaking last, he's speaking second. Can we leave after he speaks?
Oh.
And I said,
that's solid.
It's a great question. I don't know the answer.
What do you mean you don't know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
Just
I don't know
get up and leave.
Probably a good idea, considering the other four speeches took an hour. So after every speech, we're kind of like looking at each other. Should we leave? Should we leave? We just thought it was the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
So finally, the last guy goes, and I immediately grab him. I say, let's go. Let's get out of here right now. He hesitated. I get around the table saying goodbye to, you know, Oliver, the architect, and Mark Chertoff was there. And Loogie's standing there talking to everybody. And I'm like, Luke, we really got to go. And he's like, I'm like, I got to go. And I think Al Dukes had the line. He said, Evan, he only needs to be there for the Lugauer. So
tell Big Zoo that.
So exactly. I leave.
And that overtime pay is going to hit nice.
Right.
The best part is everyone took a group picture after I was gone, which is great because there's no documentation of my child outfit that I was wearing today.
That's what you wore?
Yeah, that's another story.
Why did you wear a
suit? Exactly.
Because
put a tie on.
When I found
some slacks, you got shorts on, dude.
No, I don't have shorts. No, I got nice pants on.
Oh, those are pants.
The problem is, I got nice pants. I got like a Baby Gap t-shirt.
Yeah, you're wearing a t-shirt.
The problem was about 3 months ago when I heard about this event, I asked, what's the dress? And the architect, I think, was ribbing me. He said, oh, it's very casual. It's like lunch for the city. No big deal.
Oh, he set you up.
So the other guy who dressed like me was Al Dukes, but he doesn't get as enough heat. Rightfully so.
Right.
He's producer. I guess people don't care. So me and him look like schlubs. Everyone else looks great. Of course, Craig calls me out in the speech. No, I apologize for Evan Roberts. He still shops at Baby Gap.
Dude, you're sweating under your moves.
Because I was sprinting from Rockefeller Center to the subway and then here. I don't just sprint for Met games, folks.
Wow.
I tried to get back, which is probably not the best idea considering I've been diagnosed with bronchitis.
Yeah, bronchitis, that's what you're out with.
Well, a lot better than pneumonia, which I thought.
So right. You sound better than you did today.
Because pneumonia is contagious, whereas bronchitis is not necessarily contagious.
Correct. I'm very drugged up right now. There's a lot of drugs in my system.
Nice.
So from that standpoint, I'm going to the bathroom every 35 seconds.
Okay. Nice.
Not great with long speeches.
What kind of drugs?
I can't even repeat the way it's pronounced.
Okay.
Was I wrong?
It's called marijuana.
So was I wrong for ditching Loogie, or did
no,
I kind of do the
right thing? You're absolutely right.
Loogie, as the producer, should have been pulling you out.
Loogie's slow playing it.
Well, I think Loogie was slow playing, and I understand why. I actually don't blame him. Loogie's kind of done with us, if you haven't realized. He wants to move on. He wants to do bigger and better stuff.
Gotcha.
And by the way, I support him. I know Tiki support. We're good 100%. With that. We love the guy, but we want him to be what he wants to be.
Of course.
So I think he was hobnobbing.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
It's what you have to do.
I agree. I don't think he did anything wrong.
The question is this an official day for him?
Day off? Well, we'll see.
A day on. Like, is he officially here or is he officially gone?
It depends. Like, to me, I needed to get here by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I thought it was an embarrassment after having to miss yesterday to have to miss more than an hour. So I feel like I accomplished my goal.
Yeah, the Yankees are in the World Series, right?
I heard about that. I also heard that last night, besides taking a lot of drugs, there was one shot that made me feel a lot better.
And you know what that
shot was?
Broken Mikal Bridges.
First half, broken Mikal Bridges.
You got it right, though.
That's why I said first half. That was like a magic elixir. All of a sudden, by 8:45, I'm like, yes, I feel good.
We left all the bridges and Knicks meat on the bone. We didn't touch it in the first hour waiting for you and Loogie. And David Stearns, you got some answering, too, by the way. I think so.
Okay.
By the way, did you hear about your other partner?
My other partner? I've got a lot of them these days. Are we talking about Tiki? We talking about Beningo? We talking about Craigie?
Tiki Barber, one of the 50 candidates for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is the list of
now. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
By the way, if you get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you're kind enough to invite me,
you're welcome.
I promise you.
We already discussed that.
I will wear more better clothes than this.
Actually, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
more
100. It's like 100 degrees in Canton when they have
So I can go shorts and a t-shirt?
100%.
All right, cool.
100%.
So Evan will be properly dressed.
Might not bring Loogie, though.
Exactly.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.